From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. If North Korea attacks again, the South is warning it will unleash what it calls an enormous reaction. Those comments after the North and South exchanged fire earlier today. North Korea shelled an island near the two countries' disputed borders, killing two South Korean Marines. Meanwhile, congressional leaders from both parties are joining the White House in condemning North Korea's attack. President Obama and Vice President Biden visit a Chrysler auto plant in Kokomo, Indiana, in just a few minutes. NPR's Don Gagne reports the visit is aimed at showing that the government bailout of the auto industry saved jobs and kept automakers from being liquidated.
Kokomo has been a car town as long as anyone can remember. It was hit hard by the economic downturn and Chrysler and GM's troubles. Unemployment topped 20% last year, but now it's improved to just under 13%. Plants that might have been lost are up and running. That's what Mr. Obama will highlight today when he tours a Chrysler factory. The city is still struggling, but the president, who will be joined by Vice President Biden, will say that federal help to an industry in crisis made a turnaround in Kokomo possible. Don Gagne, NPR News.
And the president is expected to speak in about a half hour. A powerful winter storm is slamming the Pacific Northwest as people in eastern Washington state brace for a rare blizzard this early, putting thousands of people in the dark. At least three deaths have already been blamed on the storm. Blowing snow, slick roads, and temperatures in the mid-20s are also causing traffic problems. The U.S. economy grew a bit more than expected. The Commerce Department upgraded the country's third quarter growth to 2.5%. That's up from 2%. But as Danielle Carson reports, the pace of the growth is still too slow to turn around the weak labor market.
Americans amped up their spending almost 3%, the most in 4 years. Government spending and business investment were also stronger. So for now, 2.5% growth is solid enough that the economy isn't slipping back into recession. It's just creeping along. And that's the problem. Societe Generale economist Brian Jones.
We really do need to grow at a more rapid clip if we're going to make a material dent in unemployment in this country. But there have been some encouraging signs. The number of people filing initial claims has been trending lower.
The economy needs to shift into a higher gear and grow at 3.5% for several quarters to chip away at the jobless rate. But analysts expect the economy will continue to grow well below that for the rest of the year. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
And sales of existing homes fell more than expected last month, down 2.2%. The National Association of Realtors says the housing market continues to battle tough economic conditions, including high unemployment and tight credit. The median price for a home sold in October was $170,500. That's down 0.9% from a year ago. Stocks sharply lower on Wall Street. The Dow down 137 points at this hour. The Nasdaq is down 37 points. The S&P 500 down 15. This is NPR. A new study shows a pill already used to treat HIV infection turns out to be a powerful drug in protecting healthy gay men from catching the virus that causes AIDS. The pill cuts the risk of infection by 44%, even if doses are missed. Now, those who took the pill daily had a 73% lower risk of HIV infection. The pill could be pricey for some at more than $30 a day. And a new report by UNAIDS shows the AIDS epidemic has been halted and the world is beginning to reverse the spread of HIV. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva. UNAIDS says new infections have fallen by nearly 20% in the last 10 years.
The report finds at least 56 countries have stabilized or achieved significant declines in rates of new HIV infections. Sub-Saharan Africa continues to be the region most affected by the epidemic. But even there, UNAIDS expert Paul DeLay says great progress is being made.
So far, 22 countries in Sub-Saharan Africa show greater than a 25% decline in incidence. And this is happening in the general population, particularly in youth.
But the news is not uniformly good. The report finds a steep increase in new HIV infections and AIDS-related deaths in Eastern Europe and Central Asia, mainly due to injecting drugs. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Well, details are coming out. Prince William and his fiancée, Kate Middleton, have chosen a place and a date for their wedding. It will take place at the 1,000-year-old Westminster Abbey on April 29th. That's where the Queen was married. The palace says the royal family and the bride's parents will cover the cost of the nuptials, minus security. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.